This recording was made at the second Asia-Pacific OutGames Human Rights Conference, held in Wellington, New Zealand in March 2011.
I think the reason why I attend this conference is this is the first time, you know, where the opportunity for the trans to meet. Yeah, especially when you talk about trans issue is hardly being discussed in the Asia-Pacific region. I've been attending the international conference, but this is the first one in Asia and the Pacific focused on the trans issues. I presented a paper yesterday on the trans sex workers, the issues they faced, yeah? Especially when you talk about the trans sex workers. They also face like violence. They also face in terms of issues like health, police, and many other authorities, especially from the religious side. Yeah, they face daily in their life. So that is what when I present my paper yesterday. And yesterday it was an opportunity also the founder for the Asia Pacific Transgender Network, what I learned yesterday is to hear more from the Pacific, where we hardly could hear at conferences the Trans Pacific coming to a conference. Yeah, so it's an opportunity for me from the Asia Pacific Transgender Network to hear myself the issues, yeah, and concern.
Are the issues from different countries very similar when it comes to trans issues?
I think the issues is similar, yeah. Even though when you talk about discrimination varies from one country to one country, we are countries when you talk about, you know, like for example, Cambodia, it might be worst, yeah, because it's run by military, same as Fiji. So that's why, as I said, discrimination varies from countries to countries. Even though, like, I come from Malaysia, which is a Muslim country, you know, it's, again, the discrimination is different. So for me, like, you know, to hear today the statement from our, Human Rights Commission from Malaysia, there's nothing much I could see the change. You know, when you talk about trans issues, yeah, I've been advocating for trans issues for almost 23 years, so nothing much has been changed. And again, because they're always using the sensitivity of the religion first, you know, and everything. That is why, like in Malaysia, when you talk about, we have to face, like, you know, the civil law and the Sharia law. So it's very difficult to move, yeah, in terms of making a change in Malaysia.
So what are the main issues for trans people in Malaysia?
Legally, the legal recognition. That is what we face now. Because transgendered women or transgendered men are not recognized. Yeah, because even though in the early 80s, I could consider they are recognized, but now I think Malaysia is moving backward. It's not moving forward. Yeah, in terms they're not recognizing us because, again, we always are daily harassed by the relevant authorities, either it's by the religious or by the police. Yeah, because in Malaysia, most of the transgender women are involved in sex work. So that is why the police is always after them. And because then again, because Malaysia, we have Sharia law and the civil law. And again, the Sharia law is not uniform in Malaysia because each state is controlled by the Sultan itself. So in terms of the enactment from state to state is different. So that is why it's very difficult for us to challenge anything at this moment. But as we say, we are not giving up and we are challenging, yeah, to make a change.
Why is sex work and transgender so tied together in Malaysia?
You see, because of limited options of job. And that is why a lot of these transgender women involved in sex work. And again, because of, you know, not acceptance by the family, yeah, and again by the society. Because it's stereotype. They always think that, you know, once you are a transgender woman, the best thing to give to the transgender is a sewing machine. We don't need a sewing machine. What we need is better than that. We can do like other people. What we demand is equal rights. Yeah, we don't demand for special rights. What we demand is equal right, like any other citizen in Malaysia. So if other citizens have that rights, I think the transgender women also have the rights.
Saying that you want equal rights and saying it loudly, does that put you in a difficult situation?
It can be, you know, putting myself in a difficult situation because of the perception, again, of the society towards us, because they think that the transgender women is only a sex object. That's why, you know, they're involved in sex work. The way of the media portraying the transgender is very negative. They never portrayed the positive side of transgender. And all this while, transgender are being seen as like a low-class person. Yeah, and I think that it's wrong. We are no difference from other people. Yeah, so I think that we have the rights, right, any like any other people.
So how do you change the perception in Malaysia?
It's a long advocacy and ongoing advocacy. Because when you talk about, you know, to make a change, you need to create awareness to the public, not only about transgender, even at school. You know, even if you look at the sex education in Malaysia, it's only talk about men and women, no other gender. So, and again, you know, when you talk about sex education, they only think about sex. They don't think about the whole, issues. Yeah, when you talk about sex education, I think that is the wrong idea that they give impression to the public about the transgender community.
Looking ahead, if somebody was listening to this tape in 30 years' time, what would you like to say to them?
What I would like to say, except transgender, we are normal people. Yeah, we are no difference. What we demand, again, as I said, we demand for equal rights. And I wish to see that, you know, transgender is being accepted by the society, by the Malaysian people. And we are the citizens of Malaysia. That's it.